Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planet Fitness has revoked the membership of a woman because she complained, even just simply asked the question, about why a man is in the women's dressing room. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we represent Mrs. H, and we've been referring to her as Mrs. H because this other individual has been harassing her, not only in the Planet Fitness in Leesburg, Florida, but even afterward, and sending out all kinds of comments about our client. This individual by the name of Jordan Rich is a man, and he went in the women's locker room. And when our client went into the locker room, she realized that there's a man in the locker room. This particular situation startled her. And the reason why, Matt, is because she has been the victim of an attempted violent sexual assault. Fortunately, she was able to run and avoid this encounter. A lot of women have unfortunately had similar situations, or certainly would fear such situations. They don't want men undressing in a locker room, especially when they're there by themselves.
Yeah, this transgender nonsense, it puts women at risk for potentially for sexual assault. Here's a woman that has been in a very intense situation like this before. This made her very uncomfortable. It made her feel unsafe. But Planet Fitness is going to put their backing behind a radical ideologue here and a radical policy that invades the privacy rights of women and places them at risk. They're kind of going the way of Target here. We've seen how that's worked out for Target now, with just dozens upon dozens of young girls and women, their privacy being violated in Target stores and the dressing rooms and so forth. Now Planet Fitness seems to want to get on board with this.
You know, and this man, and he was obviously a man dressed in a tank top and sweatpants, you know, was monopolizing the women's locker room. I mean, our client...
For up to an hour.
An hour. She politely asked him to leave. You know, I mean, this is not a transgender issue. This is a safety issue. I mean, any woman, myself included, would not want a man in the locker room. I don't care what you say you are.
And here's some of the background to our client. Before all this happened, she is a runner. She's very much into fitness. And she was running on a 10-mile run or jog. Mm-hmm. She got to the end of that trail. And as she gets ready to turn around, she's 10 miles. She's out in a long trail. Some man jumps out of the clearing and grabs her, begins to choke her, and drag her to the side. She was fortunately able to fight off this sexual assailant and was able to run all the way back to her car, get in her car, and escape a sexual assault. Now, they went back to the place where she was ultimately assaulted. Her husband went back with her after she was able to get to safety, and they found duct tape there.
Wow.
This man had intentions to sexually assault her, wrap her up with duct tape, and who knows, maybe very likely kill her. And so here is the background of this woman. And other women, unfortunately, have encountered some situations like that, maybe not as significant, maybe some even more significant. But either way, you don't want to be in a locker room when there's a full male in your locker room. And so when she went in there, she saw this person. He was at the mirror looking so he could see all the women in the places where you unrobe, and it's only curtains that separate where the different places are where you unrobe. There's no doors.
Right.
He's watching her.
Putting on makeup.
Yeah. And so she ends up leaving. He is someone who's very rude to her. As she goes to the front desk and she waits for an hour. He's still in there. And she goes back. He's still in there. She speaks to him again very politely about how long is he going to be there. And what ultimately happens is she then decides to leave the Planet Fitness and goes out to her car, and he follows her and she begins running to her car. He calls 911.
While he's chasing her.
While he's chasing her, and he actually said she's running.
Right.
And the 911 call is, it's on our website, but you can judge for yourself. This person is not panicking. He's harassing her. And guess what happens, Matt? This man doesn't get disciplined because Planet Fitness has what they call a LUNK policy, L-U-N-K. And what it means is you cannot drop weights. You cannot grunt, I guess, when you're lifting weights. And you cannot judge. So it's a, quote, judgment-free zone. If you, quote, judge, then you could ultimately get brought up for confrontation by the Planet Fitness, but it's a three strikes and you're out. So you have at least have to have an infraction of one of those three, dropping weights, grunting, or judging someone, supposedly, but you get three strikes before they ultimately revoke your ability to use the fitness place. Well, what happened? This was on the weekend, and at the beginning of the weekday, she ultimately got a letter saying that she was no longer welcome in Planet Fitness because she judged.
Yeah, talk about judging. Who's doing the judging here? Here's a woman who feels fear for her safety. Rich had been, another woman had complained that he had exposed himself. His naked body had exposed himself to women in the women's locker room. There's something going on here that you know, there used to be a time when that would be considered criminal activity if a man goes in and exposes himself to women in a locker room. But in this day and age where up is down and black is white, this is utter insanity. Yet he's calling 911 on her, and she's now the one in trouble. When she's clearly being sexually harassed and her privacy rights violated, she's the one that gets kicked out of Planet Fitness. It's insane.
Well, and this is not an isolated incident. There is a case right now in Michigan, and it just got decided at the Court of Appeals. It's exactly the same situation. It was a man in the woman's locker room. A woman ultimately expressed concern about that. Then she was terminated with regards to her ability to use Planet Fitness because of, quote, judging. She said, had she known that the women's locker room was going to be open to so-called transgenders, men, frankly, that she would never have joined Planet Fitness because Planet Fitness says that they have men's and women's locker rooms. And our client says the exact same thing. She filed suit against Planet Fitness in this other case in Michigan. And the Court of Appeals just recently ruled in favor of her, saying that Planet Fitness violated the Consumer Protection Act because they committed fraud. They say that they have men and women locker rooms. They really don't, because they allow men to go into the women's locker room. And then they revoked her ability to use the facility when she raised concern. It's exactly the same template that we have here in Leesburg, Florida. So this is a systemic problem across the country, apparently, with Planet Fitness, with this so-called no judgment zone. The problem is they're judging her. She wants, our client said, this is not really just a transgender issue. This is a safety issue. She wants to be able to go into the women's locker room and not have a man in the women's locker room. She is concerned for her safety.
But you know, Matt, even during this incident, she tried to warn other women, you know, when he was taking an hour in there, she tried to warn other women saying there's a man in there, and the Planet Fitness staff told her to shut up. So that really makes me question whether they're really concerned about women's safety.
They're
or not
concerned. You know, this is just absolute nonsense.
Yes.
This is the whole abolition of gender. This is the radical LGBT movement that wants to literally destroy gender, destroy the differences between male and female. And here's what you have. You have this absolute insanity nonsense where men go into the women's locker rooms. These are restrooms. These are changing facilities. This is a safety issue. It's common sense. Where do these people get off that they can say, well, a man can go in your locker room? There really is no privacy for women. They have no concern for women. Check out your Planet Fitness and find out what they're up to, because apparently this is a nationwide policy. Beware when you go into these locker rooms at Planet Fitness, women, you might find men there. And if you complain, Planet Fitness will ultimately revoke your membership. Well, we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen in this case. Stay tuned. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.